good morning from us. We're certainly not aspiring as real estate in Greece, but we really hope to keep the inspiration high, talking about investment opportunities in the Athens Stock Exchange. I would like to introduce quickly some of the most appropriate experts to talk about the topic. Mr. Elias Kantzos from NBG Securities, CEO. Mr. Tasos Estefidis, founder and CEO of Ambrosia Capital. Mr. Stefano Conte, managing director and head of Southeastern Europe Equity Capital Markets at Barclays. And Mr. Cesar Ramirez, executive director and head of market classification and index research, management research at MSCI. Mr. Let's start from you because you stand most closely to the Athens Stock Exchange and the Greek listed companies. So what is your macro view on the Greek equity market at this point?
Thanks for the opportunity. Thank you, Sophia. I think when we speak about the Athens Stock Exchange, we need to have three main pillars in our mind. One is the macro of the country. The second is the performance of the companies, of the Greek companies, and the third one is the market itself. Starting from the macro pillar, I think we need to observe what has happened in the past years and where we are going. The first thing would be, to consider what's happening with the government debt. I think we're in a position where things are improving. We're at 160% of GDP, with an expectation to go below 150 in the next year or so. Then we have the deficit. The deficit is broadly at the same level that is currently in the past 2 years. It's like 6 or 6.5%. Projected to be below 5 because of the strength of the economy. Then we have the NPL ratios in the economy, which has been a very large number because of the crisis, now down to 6.2%, which is roughly about 4.5% of GDP. And this is a number which it will decrease further. And shows the recovery that has been achieved from the Greek government. Then we have the growth. The growth is expected 2.3% next year and 2% the year thereafter. This is a significant overachievement versus the Eurozone. The 6 years in a row. So the Greek economy is doing really well. The budget is based on fiscal disciplinary principles, which is exactly what investors want. So the primary surplus is expected at 2.4%, and the government debt to go lower. And finally, we have to mention RRF, which is a very important pillar of growth for the past years. You know, it was 16% of GDP. From 2021 to 2026, 50% of it has been already deployed, and we are at the remaining stage, making the government spending and the government investment program at 6% of GDP, which is a very important number and one of the largest the past years. In terms of company, of corporates, two things. One thing is that, you know, the surplus of the companies contributed to the economy has been at an average pace of 19%. Per year for the past 2 years, which is a significant number. And the final comment would be that in terms of revenues, the Greek companies have managed to increase on an aggregate level 32% their turnover, which is again a very important number. And all this, you know, points to what the market has achieved in the past years. Thus making, you know, the performance really, really good.
Excellent, very good. So Tasso, you've been a long-term participant in this forum. So what is your opinion on how the Greek market, the Greek equity market, has been performing in comparison to what the macro analysis that Elias just described?
Hi, Sophia, thank you. The positive macro has been reflected only modestly in the Greek stock market. There are a few reasons for that. The the main reason we think it was the significant amount of primary and secondary placements, which weighed on the market, like circa 4.3 billion worth of equity had to be absorbed by the by investors, and it does take a bit of time to digest all that risk. There were also a few other uncertainties which were only recently addressed, mainly in the banking system, the DTCs, and the potential of extraordinary taxes that were addressed, and there was respite from the market. But all this leaves us in a promising 2025 outlook. There could be some catch-up in performance, depending, of course, on what will happen with the indices. Indices have been also potentially weighing on the market. Other than that, Greek companies are doing great. The market is trading at very compelling multiples, so we can only be excited about 2025.
That's good. Stefano, you act in regional and international transactions, so you have probably the best perspective to tell us how is the Greek equity market doing in comparison to the international environment?
Yeah, so thank you, Sophia. I would look at it with two lenses. One is the market in terms of its performance, and then second, which is my sort of what I do for a living, is thinking about equity issuance by corporates. So if you look at the perspective of the market as a whole, and some of this was anticipated, I would say the first thing to take stock of is that in 2024, we have seen the sharpest outperformance of equities in the U.S. compared to Europe. So on a U.S. dollar terms, that's actually the steepest outperformance. And a lot of that outperformance really has come through in the last month or so since the U.S. elections. Within Europe, the market in Greece was not as strong as it was last year, which frankly was a standout. But if you put it with a two-year horizon over the last 2 years, it's pretty much the only index of size in Europe that has delivered a performance in line with the S&P 500, close to 60% gain in 2 years, which is quite remarkable. This year, that outperformance has been more compact. It's around 13% compared to Europe, just under 10%, but it's still a pretty good performance to see. So I would say 2023 was a very strong year, driven by a number of catalysts. 2024 is more of a year of stabilization and more normalized conditions. If you then think about the issuance of new equity paper, we obviously had a initial strong pickup in issuance last year in Q4, given the MVG transaction, and that has continued this year, especially in Q1. I think Q1 was a standout. We saw the Athens Airport IPO, which was really the first IPO of significant size in Greece for a very long time. We saw a very sizable monetization in one of the other banks. We've continued to see the successful divestments of banks. We've seen a handful of other transactions. We at Barclays, we've been fortunate to be part of a couple of those transactions, and I think what stood out for me is that if you look at the composition of the order book for these transactions, you really saw the 100 million plus orders from mutual funds in the US. You saw the capacity starting to grow, which is very encouraging. But as you rightly said, we saw quite a bit more issuance than usual, so it takes some time for the market to absorb that. The one thing that stood out for me in 2024 was, historically, the Greek ECM market is a market that has always been dominated by capital increases, by primary issuance, for different reasons. And really, this year, we've seen close to 100% of issuance coming from secondary transaction, which I think is a sign of more stabilized condition, more of a health market. And it's my main hope for, as we look into next year, that we see more and more of that. In terms of more of an international perspective, obviously, this year we've seen an increase in equity issuance, both in Europe and in the US. The market has been functioning very, very well for secondary transactions. The one thing that is taking more time to complete is the reopening of the IPO market, which is not complete yet. But I think what we've seen in the last 12 months, both in Europe and in the US, is extremely encouraging and very different to what we were seeing last year. Now, if we try to look forward to 2025, I'd say 2024 was an incredibly dense year from a macro standpoint. I mean, we've had a record number of elections. We have gone through the initiation of the rate tightening process, the rate reduction process by the central banks. and we're coming at the end of it with investors and the markets as a whole having a lot more visibility into macro getting into next year. But on the back of elections, we now have plenty of new governments globally who are in place. They will implement new policies alongside central banks reducing rates, all in a backdrop of reduced growth compared to what we've seen in the last couple of years. So to continue to have Greece outperforming what we see in other geographies, mm-hmm. to continue to have Greece forecasted to be around the 2% plus growth when in many of the main economies in Europe we can barely get to the 1%, I think it's still very, very encouraging. And if you think about the valuation and the upside in the market, I don't think it's just Greece. I think at the moment it's a European as a whole point. The discount of Europe on, if you look at it on a price to book, on a price earnings basis, the discount of Europe to the US now, it's pretty much at all-time highs. It has never been sharper. Obviously, a lot of it is due to how high the valuations are in the US. But it really is a level where we hope investors see it as a meaningful opportunity. We hope that with the rate reduction path that is continuing to be ahead of us, that will translate into some capital flowing back into risk assets from cash. And we hope that is more and more the world of the stock picking by investors. It's not just a trade of indices, it's a stock picking market. And with stock picking market, investors do screen for opportunities. And with everything that we've seen, the Greek markets obviously bring some opportunities similar to what we see in other markets. And in terms of issuance of new equity paper, as we said before, we've seen, I think, a very successful process of divestments, especially in the banking sector. We've now seen a sizable IPO. That is a very good starting point. My hope for next year is that we start to see what we see in other markets. We start to see more companies looking at IPOs as a way to accelerate growth. We hope to see more shareholders, financial or non-financial, deciding to sell their holdings in some stocks, also as a way to add liquidity and bring new international investors into the shareholding. And we hope that we see more companies looking at the equity market as a tool to grow. And if we see that coming through, I think there's a bit of a vicious circle that can be opened, and more companies will look at all that. And based on everything that we've said, I think the potential is all there for Greece.
That's very positive. And actually, this is very relevant to Caesar's point of view. Caesar, you really have the opportunity to have a global stock market index expert with us to discuss. So thank you for joining us. I know you have limitation as to what you can share with us, but it would be great if you could just outline a bit the framework and also the progress that the Greek equity market has achieved the last, you know, years.
For sure, and thank you for the opportunity to provide an overview of our framework. I'll plan not to bore you much with methodology. I'll try to link it down to the Greek case so that it's particular to your interest. So MSCI's market classification framework is a critical tool to evaluate and classify markets across different designations. MSCI uses three key pillars, which is economic development, market accessibility, and size and liquidity. For economic development, it's something we particularly look only for developed market classifications. However, market accessibility and size and liquidity is a pivotal assessment across all market designations. When you think about size and liquidity, what we're looking for is the number of companies that are meeting a specific threshold in order to maintain the minimum number of companies in a standard index. What we're going to use as measures here is going to be free float adjusted market capitalization, full company market capitalization, and trading liquidity. Whereas market accessibility is going to look more at the operational experiences market participants have in the markets. Going to look at other things such as inflows and outflows of capital, operational efficiency of the framework itself, things like clearing and settlement, short selling, and stock lending. If we think about 10 years ago, right when across Greece was reclassified to an emerging market status, the market faced significant challenges in these different criteria. The opportunity set of the investable market was somehow reduced, impacting the size and liquidity of the market. There were also some very important accessibility issues, particularly related to short selling and stock lending and transferability within the markets. these barriers created substantial challenges for international institutional investors. And there was an underlying need to address this through reforms to align the market to global standards. Now, what are the good news here, right? So in recent years, we have observed significant developments in the Greek equity markets, particularly in these two areas, size and liquidity and accessibility. The market and market authorities have made commendable strides in addressing all these historical challenges, reflecting our potential to align it more to global standards. These improvements are laying foundations into a more robust and inclusive market environment. Our framework is reviewed annually through our annual market classification review and annual market accessibility review. And we do this involving through comprehensive consultations with stakeholders and market participants to understand how reforms are actually being implemented and the market is actually taking it in, enhancing accessibility overall. Now, let me touch on an interesting point related to free float, and it's something that we've mentioned in the panel. So free float is important in the shaping of the size and liquidity profile on any given market. Our indexes are free float adjusted market cap weighted, right? So it's a fundamental component of the methodology, and it allows to construct our indexes. What it does is it ensures that the proportion of the company that is readily available for trading for non-strategic shareholders is factored into index construction. Even to the basics, if you think our size and liquidity profiles have a minimum free float of 15% for a security to be considered investable and part of the investable opportunity sets. Let me make an example here on float dynamics with an example that some of you might be already familiar with. So effective October 8th, a big strategic shareholder through a block sale sold millions of shares of the National Bank of Greece to retail and institutional investors. As a result of that, MSCI increased the foreign inclusion factor, which is reflected by float, from 0.85 to 0.95%. These changes impact weight of the security in the market index and also in composites in which the market index is part of, such as the emerging market index. So basically, by integrating free float, MSCI is avoiding the representation of companies that have large strategic shareholders that are not readily tradable. And over time, the usage of float in the index construction process has become a standard to accurately capture the dynamics and providing a transparent and investable representation of our indexes.
So if I were to just summarize the discussion so far, I would say that 2023 was an excellent year for the Athens Stock Exchange. Then I understand that, you know, overall 2024 was a more stabilizing year, but there were some highlights that prove the optimism. So what would you say that there are the remaining opportunities for the Athens Stock Exchange, Ilias?
I think let's quantify a bit what the other said. In terms of earnings per share, the increase was about 160% of the companies listed in the Athens Stock Exchange. This shows you that there was real growth, and obviously it followed the returns that the market provided. Second thing is that the net inflows from foreign investors on 2023 and 2024 were on average 750 million each year, which basically is double what was the average for I think it's 5 years average. So this shows you again that it's really getting there. On the other hand, we need, you know, to acknowledge that there are still issues in the market to be resolved, and there are things that could need to be, you know, better handled. I would say indicatively that, you know, obviously free float of existing companies is a major issue. which goes hand in hand with the liquidity of the stock market, which needs to be higher. Then, obviously, the number of companies could be bigger and needs to be bigger, on the comment that that Stefano made. These are fundamental issues that we need to address. And the final thing is that, you know, the Greek retail market needs to be more educated in participating in the market, and basically have this savings attitude that you know, Greece is very low at this point in time. However, on a fundamental basis, you know, the macro and the fiscal discipline is here. The political risk at the moment is low. The investment grade, you know, is achieved. We have strong corporate earnings and high dividend yields. The valuation of the market currently, as Tasso said, you know, is quite attractive based on European peers and on 10-year average. And I think, you know, investor confidence is back in the market. So taking all this into account, we remain optimistic in terms of, you know, actually having opportunities and the market to be better next year. But there is still a lot of work to be done.
All true, yes, and I think the new regulation of the Athens Stock Exchange on free float aspires to, you know, improve the free float of companies that have been, you know, quite close to the market to date. Tasso, do you think that more companies and or more industries can monetize the, you know, the long-term stability so far and the potential of the market?
Yeah, definitely. There's very vibrant parts of the Greek economy with longer-term prospects that are not represented at all, or the representation is very small in the Greek market. To name a few, like Greek pharma is an amazing sector and it's not very highly represented. Logistics, tourism, of course. So I think there's quite a bit of potential there.
What do you think we should expect from companies in these sectors?
Well, it's the market to entice them to get listed. So these companies are doing great anyhow. They need to see that there's a further upside by getting involved in the Greek equity markets. And for that, they need to see other success stories. Like one success story will bring the others to join.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Stefano, from your point of view, you know, a conclusion remark as to the opportunities, the remaining opportunities, and what we can do more?
Yeah, to me, look, the point that you mentioned around liquidity is obviously very important, no? Because when you compare Greek equities and their relative liquidity, especially relative to the free float compared to other indices in Europe, we see a lower liquidity. Now, I think it's all part of the same circle. The more there is equities growing, the more there's liquidity, the more there is an incremental new investor coming, the liquidity naturally increases. But I think that in terms of the opportunity, to me, really next year is really more about just Europe as a whole. If we think about Greece in the context of Europe, we obviously have a new presidency here. It's a market that I think from an economic standpoint has displayed a huge level of resiliency over the last, you know, 12 months ago, people still had a big debate around, is it going to be a recession, not a recession, and a lot has happened since, and still the economy is very, very strong. So it's a question of, there's a bit more of a challenge for Europe as a whole to continue to be attractive on a relative basis, but hopefully the bar is low in terms of relative valuation to justify the new capital coming back. And we already were seeing that in the first 3 months of the year. There was a lot of focus from US investors in a moment of relative political stability in Europe. And then obviously you start to get a big economy where a new election is called and all of a sudden there's a bit of concern. But again, in all the context, I think it's quite remarkable where Greece is at this point in time with the perception of stability that there is, a relative outperformance in terms of key macro data. And I'm unfortunately not been able to be here before. It's the first time that I'm here, and it's really impressive to see so many stakeholders gathered in these rooms, and to know that this event has been going on for several years, really navigating the best and, let me say, the worst times, given the economic cycles. And there's obviously a lot of optimism. And there's also a lot of optimism for the right reasons. And when it comes down to equity issuance and, again, what I do for a living, it really stood out for me how using transactions over the last 12 months has been something that has helped to put a spotlight on the equity market. And if Greece was on the map of investors again last year, it absolutely is again this year. And that is, it creates a really strong starting point. And now I think it's just a question of making sure that the market broadens out and open up a little bit more to more and more activity for next year.
Oh, yes. Well, I mean, we have to remember that the Greek companies have demonstrated extreme stamina over the, you know, over the crisis. And that's, you know, always important to remember. So I understand that this is an opportunity for Greece to stand out, you know, and to prove that we are well positioned, to capture the momentum, basically. Cesar, I mean, I know that we can't ask for predictions, but what would be your key takeaway today?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, from MSCI's perspective, the Greek equity market has demonstrated progress over the past decade. And I know we're focusing on over the last year, but I want to give you an overview of the last 10 years and what the stance is right now, right? So this is particularly related to size and liquidity and market accessibility, which are key features for our market classification framework. MSCI's free flow adjusted market classification assessment of the Greek opportunity set has grown by 35%. I mean, this is a testament of its enhanced investability. Now, the reforms implemented by the Greek market authorities have been catalysts for this progress, and the improvements that we've observed in stock lending, short selling, and transferability are aligning Greece into the clearing and settlement processes and more closely to what the international standards are. Now, and this is to provide an example. So the regulatory advancements under the CSDR have significantly strengthened the market infrastructure, and today transferability challenges no longer feature as an area of opportunity in MSCI's market accessibility review for the Greek market. So that's tangible progress and has been acknowledged. Now, that said, there's still opportunities, right? And there's opportunities for further improvement in enhancing both things, size and liquidity, to ensure a broader market representation, as well as fully embedding recent reforms. And these are critical steps towards achieving the standards of the most accessible markets. Now, these are the areas we encourage continued focus and engagement, not only from market participants, but also from market authorities. So, in short, MSCI is very much committed in engaging with market participants through consultation to understand how reforms are being implemented and to have a comprehensive review of the market and transparently announcing our decisions. However, and as a very important closing remark, we appreciate the proactive involvement of Greek authorities in addressing the accessibility and size and liquidity issues presented in the past and how they continue advancing the continued development of the Greek equity markets.
Thank you, Cesar. I think we have to remember that although we said that 2024 was like more or less a stabilizing year and getting ready for next year, we still had the largest transaction in the history of the Athens Stock Exchange. And I'm sure that this builds visibility and reputation to the markets. I would like you now to, we still have five minutes, so you're more than welcome to raise questions to us.
The Greek market has its emerging market audience as we speak. They're quite familiar with the Greek names, and the weight is quite significant, so they have to follow it. Migrating to developed status is something we should welcome, but has to be carefully orchestrated. We have to educate a new set of investors that haven't heard about Greek names for a very long time. The weight is not going to be as significant. Maybe less companies will qualify. So a lot of work has to be done there. So let's hope we do a good job educating a new set of investors and we don't come here with even more compelling multiples next year.
I agree with Tasos, definitely. We try to quantify it. We cannot. So it's quite a difficult discussion to have. I think what we cannot quantify is the outcome of the transitional phase. So changing from the one to the other. However, it's definitely a positive development, and we need to go through this phase, irrespectively of you know, things not going as the way that we want for a period of time. But back to Tash's point, the education of investors is very important, and you can see it when you speak to people that, you know, there are people who are definitely interested and have us on the radar. There are others who haven't really even looked at us because they still think there is a crisis in Greece and you know, they don't know what's happening. So it's still there.
Cesar?
Maybe one short comment from myself. So there's much to be learned from previous experiences. Important to keep in mind that the last developed market reclassification MSCI did was in 2010 with Israel. So there's things to learn from that, and well, the information is available. Precisely, there's information there to be learned.
Well, thank you for joining us today. Thank you.